Man, he's brought a tremendous amount of leadership. You know, having a guy come in has been dominant. You know, on an opposing team with the Chargers back in the day, man, he's just brought that true leadership, and he's really smart on the football field. He's out there calling our plays before they start. So it's pretty good to have the younger guys grow up and look up to him. So that's good for the future. When I stood behind him and I saw his hips in the A gap and B gap, but man, you know, T Knight came in and from day one he jumped in and was like, you know, whatever it is I got to do to get this thing, you know, continue rolling, I'm ready for it. And that's something that he's been doing. He's been a good leader too to have in that D line room, especially with the exit of Vic. So he's a great person and a great teammate to be around. Well, you know, well, like you said, the two guys that they used to have in there, you know, they were a huge success in their passing game. And now, you know, they got those guys up there, and they're trying to run the football. I think they're averaging around 200-some yards within the past two games. So that when they get in there, you know what kind of mentality. It's a smash-mouth game, and you got to be ready and come downhill. It most definitely is. Coach Fox always talks about the next game is the biggest game, and this is going to be a huge game with Blunt coming in, having, I think, three great games the past game. So it's always going to be a challenge to stop the run, especially in the playoffs. And with the way they've been running the ball and the way they know how to scheme around and get players out of their gaps and taking advantage of it, it's going to be a huge challenge this week. Yeah, man, you know, it's sad to lose a guy like Chris Harris or Vaughn or Kevin Vickerson. But I think they give us another chip to put on our shoulder. You know, we want to bring this thing home for ourselves. But anytime you got a chance to put a teammate in front of yourself, I think it makes everybody play harder and realize how important it is for us to go out there and execute. Man, you know, being a leader, I would definitely say having that captain on my chest, that's my chip, you know. And regardless of anything what goes on, my job is to continue to lead my defense and continue to lead my teammates and, you know, give guys good advices out there. A guy who I'm living through and I love to play every game is Danny Trevathan. You know, he came in like a little brother to us, and now he's just growing up and, you know, taking over things. And, you know, it's exciting to see that. To me, that's what I look forward to, you know, seeing guys step up.
You never said that's my spot.
Nah, not at all. Not at all. Danny deserves everything he's got, man. He knows what's going on, and you can do a lot of different things when you got Champ on the field. You know, as far as coverage wise, it makes it easier for our secondary to communicate. He's a huge part of what goes on in that secondary, and whether he's off the field or on the field, he's always the kind of guy that's given that leadership and that advice of what kind of plays to look for in certain situations.
How much can this team draw from that
November game for motivation? Finish. That's the topic of that game, and it'll be the topic of this game. You know, these guys aren't going to go away. If they're down 30 points, they're going to play the same way if they're up 30 points. They're not going to go away. You got to go out there and play four quarters, 60 minutes, a full game versus these guys.
Do you think this team has learned to finish yet? I mean, you got a little scared at the end of some of these games as well.
I definitely think we're understanding that. You know, it's always going to be tough in those last quarters to continue to play dominant, but that's a challenge that you got to live up to. And this being in the playoffs, you know, any moment can cost you a game, and definitely finishing is going to be something that we've been hitting on since Monday, and it's going to be the same throughout Sunday.
In that regard, any moment can change it. What's life like in the pile when you're trying to recover a ball in a game like this?
that's a life that nobody knows about but the guys out there on the field. Anything goes on there, man. Anything goes. I'll leave it at that.
What was it like this summer when you saw Julius Thomas Thomas kind of starting to blossom, and was there any surprise the kind of season he had looking back at the offseason?
Not at all. Julius, to most of the linebackers, Julius gave us hard days at work last season with luckily for us, we got a chance to practice against him, you know, give us some good looks. But I'm definitely not surprised at the season that Julius had, man. He's a true competitor, and he's a guy that loves going out there competing against other people and scoring touchdowns and making big plays. So, you know, I'm extremely happy for Julius, the success that he's had this year. Man, to me, it goes more for the younger players. You know, if the younger players don't have anything to look forward to, then, you know, they're going to be lost. They're going to be lost souls, probably out of the league in a few years. But when you got guys like a Wes Welker or Sean Phillips or even Champ Bailey around in the locker room, you know, those guys can, you know, see the way that you're supposed to do it.
Do